This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hour number two on this Friday afternoon. We appreciate Mr. Guerin's appearances all year long. Billy's been very available to us, and we appreciate that. Bill Guerin, the president of hockey operations and general manager of the Wild, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. A lot of questions about the year. What is this day like for you? When you're conducting your interviews with your players, how does this play out? I know you can't reveal everything you say, but take us through this process.
It's a little different every year. It's always disappointing. It's always a kind of a, it's always kind of a crappy day unless you win. Because there's disappointment. It's not always the best day. I think the most important thing, though, is like you always got to take a step back, look at both sides of it, you know, for players as individuals, as teams, you know, what went wrong, but also what was good. And then you just kind of go from there. You know, it's not a great day, and I'm not meeting with everybody right now too, because I don't like giving guys canned answers either. And just, so you did this great, you did that mm-hmm. bad, you know, this and that. If I'm going to meet with players, I want to give them the proper feedback that they deserve, like some substance, and I want to be able to put some thought into it.
So are you meeting with like 10 guys today, 5 guys today, or anybody? Am I wrong in saying that this is your normal exit interview today? Have you changed it up a little bit?
This is not my norm. No, I've changed it up a little bit. I'm really not talking to anybody today.
Okay.
And just a little bit of a different approach. I'm letting John's meeting with everybody.
Okay.
As the coach, there are some specific things that he has seen that he wants to see from each individual. And I think it's really important for him to get that message across. And I don't really want to kind of throw more into it for the guys. Let them kind of absorb what John's told them and focus on that for a little bit. And I can meet with guys down the road. Nobody's getting out of Dodge too soon.
Did John approach you on this idea? Did you approach him?
No, I approached him.
Okay.
I understand that guys want feedback too, and it's important. They want to hear, especially from the coach, I think, because he's the guy that's putting them out on the ice. He's the guy that's making the decisions. So, I think it's really important for them to hear from me. I think some guys are going to want to talk to me. I know I'll meet with a lot of the veterans.
Okay.
At some point in time. But it's a long day. It's a long day. So we'll let them get through what they have to get through with John first.
When your meetings finally happen, how often are you just really blunt in those meetings where you say, I need to say to person A, I need to get this message to him? The reports that when you had that.
How long have we been doing this?
A few years. Yeah, so I'm assuming you're fairly blunt, is my guess.
Pretty blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Does it get spirited? You know what, do the guys defend that, no, Billy, I see it differently? Or
I hope so, if I'm wrong. I can be wrong. Like, yeah. I don't blow up at guys. These are supposed to be constructive, helpful. I want back and forth. I want conversations. If I'm wrong, I want the player to tell me I'm wrong in his mind, and we can talk about it. I think that's really important. You know, I don't blow up guys, and this is, I mean, it's not the time for that. This is time to be constructive and try to get something out of it.
How would you evaluate yourself this year? What do you think you did best? What's an area where you thought, you know, I should have been better in that way? And I know that's not always easy with public officials, whether it's in sports or politics, but you're a very candid person. That's part of why we do this. What would you say about the job you did for this year's team?
Yeah, I should have been I could have been better this year. I think I think when it comes down to it, I could have done a better job of insulating our top guys, of creating more depth in the organization, because that the one thing we couldn't really handle were injuries. Some of those came up, and I think I could have done a much better job at providing, more insulation for our big team.
You had, when they played together, Eck, Boldy, and Kirill were great. I mean, Kirill finished so strong, and Eck had his best mm-hmm. year, and Boldy showed some signs. Can you put that line out there next year without having other players where you're not just such a one-line team?
Yeah, we need guys to have better years. We have good players that didn't have great years. We'd love that line. But we need other guys to be better.
Okay, let's pull.
So that would give us a chance to keep that line together.
Okay, let's pause on that note, because that's fair. I want to get to that. I want to get to the balance of guys playing better versus injuries. Where's that? And more from Bill Guerin. If you want to pose a question to Billy through a text, I'll take a look at all those you can. We appreciate Bill Guerin on the day after the season chatting with us first right here on CCO Radio. Chad Hartman here with you. Send a text, 651-461-9226.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's jump right back in with Bill Guerin. Wild finished the season last year, missed the playoffs, 20th in the league, will draft 13th. I appreciate candor here on, you know, enough guys weren't good enough. So when you're evaluating this roster, How do you try to determine players A, B, C, D, however long the list is? Okay, I think this is an off year versus these are some older guys, and I think I got to deal them now because it just isn't the right fit here, or I think their value is deteriorating. And I think they're just on the wrong side of the age game.
Yeah, I mean, you could. That's a good question. The way I look at it right now, I mean, we're one day out there. Yep. Like I said before the break, we have some good players that I've seen better hockey from. I've seen better seasons from that just didn't have that this year, and that happens. Like that happens all the time. So I think, you know, we just, yeah, like I said before, we had some good players that had off seasons, and you know, that just, it hurts our depth. You know, and some players that had decent numbers, you know, or productivity might have, you know, hit some good numbers, but it was inconsistent. And I think that hurt us. You know, and that's a team aspect too. I think our inconsistency was one of the biggest things that hurt us.
This has been your core for the last 2-3 years. And I get it. You know, teams in NHL don't just say, here's 12 new guys, right? It's just not that easy. But I think I asked you this once before, but I still think it's relevant. Do you just worry too that there's a staleness? That even quality guys, so you admire them as a person, as a player, but that you just need to change the mix in this locker room by the time you gather in September back in St. Paul?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I've seen that before. I'm not there yet with this group. You know, hey, look, if we keep going down this road, then that can get there really quick. But no, look, I'm not outside of moving anybody. And if it does seem stale, then, you know, we'll all react to that. I don't feel like we're there yet. I think like you saw at the end of the year, there's some fresh new faces coming in, that, you know, I was excited about. We've got some good young players that are emerging as what could be a new core in a couple of years. I still like our veteran players. I do. But, like, you see the emergence of Faber. You know, Boldy came on really strong the second half of the year. Marco Rossi, I didn't think he'd produce 21 goals. Like, I mean, a year ago, would anybody think that he did that, that he would do that? I didn't. But it was great to see. You know, I thought Liam Ogren looked really good in the few games that he played. You know, Declan Chisholm was a nice addition, young defenseman. So I think there are a lot of new faces. I think some of the veteran guys that have been here for a long time. I get what you're saying. I do. But I still think that they're good players, and you know, we're going to look to have some better years.
Of all those young players, Ogren is the one who came up last, and it was pretty clear. I mean, he was impressive. What do you think is realistic for him next year?
I expect him to push to make the team right away. You know, that's got to be earned. He's got to come in and make the team, but you know, he's a really mature kid for his age. You know, he's grown up in the, you know, his father's you know, trained a lot of NHL players, so he's grown up in this world. He knows what's expected of him. He knows how to train. He's ready. He's ready for it, and I think his mentality's right. Now he's just got to do it in September, and come in and push for that spot. And I think, you know, when you grow up in that situation, you understand that you don't wait for the opportunity. You take the opportunity, and you know, that's a big difference.
The previous 2 years, when you were a very good regular season team, You had very good goaltending. The goaltending wasn't up to playoff standards this year. What convinces you most that you can be better in that area next year?
Because I've seen it. I've seen better play from them. And I think, you know, especially like we have to be better in front of them too, mm-hmm. to get the most out of them. I think a lot of that goes hand in hand. You need to save. You need for them to steal a game every once in a while. But for me, I really believe like a lot of the goaltending woes can be fixed by better play by our team in front of them.
Bill Guerin is with us. People who follow this team closer than I at times would say this team is not tough enough, that they don't win enough of the battles which the better teams do. Do you concur with that?
I would agree with that. This year we were not, I don't think we were not just physically tough enough, like, you know, fighting and stuff like that. In the past we've had tough teams like that. We need to, our compete level needs to, it wasn't at the level that it needed to be at. I mean, we didn't beat Colorado. We didn't beat Winnipeg. We didn't beat Dallas. And those are elite teams. And if we want to prove that we can be at that level, we need to win a couple of those games. And I mentally and competitively tougher.
Are you big enough?
Yeah. No, we're not.
Okay. Well, you mentioned, you know, against the better teams, and you know this is 1,000% better than I. I mean, you struggled mightily against the better teams, where, again, the last couple years when you had those 100-plus point teams, you were very competitive against those teams. Does that give you maybe the biggest pause when you think, okay, can we jump back into this? Can we go from the 20th team to the 7th team when you say, do we have too big of a separation between us and the teams that were ahead of us, specifically in this conference?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can get back there. You know, I think we definitely need, I think we definitely need tweaks to our roster. I think it'll be good to get, a full training camp under John, get going a lot quicker out of the gate. This time we had a terrible start, and that was one of the biggest things that I felt was our demise. But yeah, we need to be bigger. We need to be faster. We need some improvements.
Carell finished with just a flourish. I mean, basically scoring a goal a game for the last 20-21 games. He was fabulous. Even Foligno today alluded to that he wasn't healthy at the start of the year. How beat up was he beginning the year compared to?
Is Marcus getting medical reports now?
I think he's a doctor now. I don't know if you've been informed that, but
no, I know he's not a doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I think he had 6 goals. Basically the first half of the season. I think he had 40.
Yeah, that's
under John.
Pretty big.
And I think Matt had 28. Excuse me. So those are big numbers. I mean,
so was John using those guys better than Dean?
I think he's using them differently, and I think sometimes that's what happens with a coaching change, or maybe Krill was hurt a little more than he let on, and but maybe just a fresh voice, a different message. I'm not saying better.
Yep.
It could be different. That's normal. Like, you see that a lot. Like, that's just what that's why you make the coaching change. Again, like that's some of the positive stuff that I've seen. Like, you know, those guys coming along in the second half and really like Kirill was amazing. Like he just, you know, Matt was great. Matt's got the ability to be, I think Matt's got the ability to be a 100-point guy.
Does he think that?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I think he would like to be. I don't know if he really understands how to use his skill set in the way that he could get there. I think he wants to be that. I believe he can be. I think he can be an elite player. There are a lot of positive stuff, positive things, you know, like, but we didn't start
yep.
like that. Like we had too many guys at that point in time, not playing well. And that's in this league. If you come out of the gate slow like that, you're toast. You know, I think since our coaching change or that date in November, December, whenever we did it, I think we, from that date on, I think we were 5 points better than Vegas, you know, mm-hmm. from that point on. But before that, I mean, they had started well. We didn't. It was too much of a gap to make up. So
let's get rid of these 3 points. Let's get rid of the points overtime.
This is the way the game's played. This is the scoring system. That's on us. We need to be better. We need to be more prepared.
Yeah, like, I want to be clear. You know, I'm not taking you off the hook.
I know you're not.
I just don't want overtime point.
I don't buy it that, oh, he starts slow or he starts like this or he's
right. It matters.
I almost said something, but yeah. Like,
that's okay.
We can be ready for the start of the season.
So why weren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, listen, the Twins right now are what, 6-11? It matters. It matters. Can I ask him, Kirill's got what, 2 years left, right? Is that on the agenda this summer?
Can't be.
You're not allowed to talk with him?
No. It's too early.
Too early. Should it be allowed? I mean, do you think the rules should allow you at this point to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why would he?
Yeah.
You know?
All right, one lighter topic for you. I was on a flight yesterday, and there were four people in front of me who never stopped talking the entire flight. I mean, it was a 2-hour and 50-minute flight, and they never, ever stopped talking.
God.
I like socializing. I like friends. I like going out. I'm not encouraged.
Were they talking to you or just talking? Were they talking
amongst themselves, very loud in the row right in front of me. Should I have then said at some point, okay, that's enough. That's enough. Little silence, little introspection, a little namaste. Let's just take a break.
Yeah, you'd love to, you know. Like, those are things that I'm getting more and more impatient with as an older person. Like, like, come on. There's people around you. Quiet.
Yes.
Like, seriously. You know what? Everybody, take your phone off. Speakerphone walking through the airport.
Yes.
Stop FaceTiming. Like, I don't want to hear your conversations. I don't want to see who you're talking to. I don't want to hear that. There's other people in the world. Like, put your damn headphones in or use the phone like a regular human being. Like, knock it off.
And just to add to it, there were two of them on my side and two on the other side. So, like, when the middle folks were trying to talk to us, then when we get back, we're going to see our family. I mean, it's...
Oh, God.
I gave up.
You know what? Honestly, I invest in a really good pair of noise canceling.
I had them in. I still could hear them.
I'll crank up like a Peloton meditation or a Better Sleep meditation or like green noise, like just to drown it out. People are so rude.
Yeah.
They should put signs up in airports that outlaw that. People are
don't be
out
a
of
jackass.
Their mind, rude.
That's what they said. Don't be a
out
jackass.
Of their mind, rude. And I'm getting to that point like where I'm at an age where I say stuff, and my wife's like, "You can't say that to them."
No, go ahead.
I'm like, "Well, I'm saying it."
Go ahead. Listen, it's not easy to be perfect like the two of us. It's a curse. It really is
honestly,
a curse.
I'll talk to anybody, but let's not. Yeah. Like, come on. Take your
2.5 hours. That's enough.
No speakerphone, no FaceTime, and let's use our inside voice.
Harrigan.
I don't care about your trip. I don't care. Like, just please. No, you're kind of bragging. When you talk,
Erica,
like
are you with us, or right? do you think people should talk as much as they want?
I feel like if I took the other side of this, Billy would come down to the studio, pull my shirt up over my head, and give me two black eyes with one.
I like it.
No, but what do you think?
Shut up. That's what I think.
Yes.
Stop.
And you know what? Honestly, the airlines do a crappy job of it. The airport does society in general does a terrible job of policing that. Like, there should be signs everywhere. No speakerphone.
Yes.
No FaceTiming. None of that stuff.
I would have loved if a flight attendant yesterday during the flight would said, okay, maximum conversation. You've reached it. It's time. We got a little video screen in front of you. You got a phone there. Look at some pictures. You know, look at your family.
You know what? But you know what? People don't care. They're so rude. And they treat flight attendants like
dirt. They're terrible.
And it's, you know what, they're there to take care of us. They're there to, you know, they spoil you. They're there to treat you well. But people treat them like crap, and it's awful.
Well, here's another thing yesterday. Going through TSA, the two people in front of me were shocked that they had to take their shoes off. On my children's lives, they're there, and the guy has said it like 7 times. Shoes, belts. Liquids, and they're both wearing flip flops too. By the way, we have to take our flip flops off.
And they're carrying their pillow through the airport.
Yes, you do. God.
I'll tell you this. The one thing I don't like. I'm a pretty laid back guy.
Yeah.
At times, not much bothers me. Not much gives me anxiety. You know what gives me anxiety? Gate lice.
Ugh.
When people hang around the gate.
Yeah. Oh.
They're in groups.
Exactly. When they stand.
They're just standing around.
They're waiting. They're waiting to get on the plane for no reason. Just calm down.
I'm telling you, Southwest does it the best. You got a number.
Yep.
You got a letter. And you get in line. Get on. Other than that, sit down.
Yeah.
But and you know what, too? The checked bags. Like, if you go over to Europe, like my wife and I were over there a couple of years ago. We tried carrying on Finnair. They took our bags from us and they checked them. They're like, no, they're too big.
I agree.
People go on with like a briefcase.
It's a joke what the people want to bring in there. And then on another flight, again, I'm only 13 minutes late here. Somebody had put their bed, like we were, let's, I don't know, 14, row 14, and she's in row 10. And she's like, will you get my overhead right there? Could you get my overhead?
Yeah.
And I want to say, you know where your overhead area is? Row 10. You know?
Yeah.
But I bellied. I went soft. I grabbed it. I should have said no. You know.
But you know what? Do I have time for one more thing?
Sure. We're already 10 minutes late. No exaggeration. Let's go.
Okay, great. Because this is a pet peeve. You know what, guys? If there's like a lady or an older person that needs help, people get off your butt and help them put their bag up.
Yeah, no, that's a good call.
If there's a mother with young children, and she's trying to fold her stroller, corral kids. She's got a million. You know what? Help them out.
Yep.
Offer to help them out.
I think we now have the headline. Bill Guerin says women are treated different on planes and should fly in separate planes. I think. Was that it?
No. I think you better not say that.
I'm 100% kidding. We got to go.
Thanks, thank you. For this season.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll bump into each other, I'm sure. Thanks, man.
See you.
Bill Guerin, we normally break at 1:28. It's now 1:39. We're already late for the break, and we've just come back. 25 years ago tomorrow is Columbine. 25 years ago, right? I've got my dates correct.
You are correct.
If I'd have told if all of us listening right now would have said, as horrified as we were with Harrison Klebold, and what we'd learn, and like, no, not there, right? Not a school. And then, I don't know if I want to say frequent, but it's far from out of the ordinary, right? There's no moment anymore where, oh, my God, I never would imagine this is a school. It's, oh, my God, it's happening again.
When it happened, it was, well, that would never happen here.
Yeah.
You can't think that anymore.
Yeah. It was school, and let's be honest, where a lot of people also said, fair or not, oh, my God, affluent, that area? Mm-hmm. No. Now it's, don't be surprised anymore. Right? I heard Jordana, what was it, last week, talking about, you know, I knew Sheriff Hutch. I never guessed that. By the way, don't be surprised by anybody behind the scenes, too. We have to stop with that thinking that we know somebody just through they're on TV or we interview somebody and then we find out something. Don't be surprised by anything. You can be revolted by it. You can be startled to your core. You can be devastated by it. But, I mean, Hutch and days before was O.J. Simpson, right? And there's a lot of – I was reminded, you know, I went on this trip and I was with so many great friends and met new people and just loved it, just loved it. But do I know everybody really behind the scenes, what goes on? I don't. And it all kind of ties back to, like, we learned tons about what Harris and Klebold and what was going on. We had the parental debate again. But what an epic failure it is that 25 years later, just epic bleeping failure it is. And I'm not going down the gun control debate here. I'm just not doing it. But that this is happens at the rate it does. In the United States of bleeping America, that kids are still taking... How young was your daughter? Was she in kindergarten, first grade, taking these? What are we going to do if a gunman comes in?
Mm-hmm. Kindergarten. Starts in kindergarten, yeah. I'm sure it starts in pre-K in some places.
You know, we were joking with Billy about it's hard to be flawless. Nobody's expecting perfection. We can't get to a place in our country where no one is ever going to be harmed. We're waiting for an update now on an individual who set himself on fire outside of the Trump trial, okay? Don't know if it's tied to the Trump trial. Don't know if it's tied to something else that's going on. Just horrifying. But your kids are in school, and it doesn't matter where, and they're less safe now than they were with Columbine when we thought, okay, we're going to button up so many things and make this so much harder. It's less safe. That is epic failure. Anything but?
You said perfection wasn't needed, but a little progress would be nice.
Yep.
I was in my daughter's school just two nights ago. They had an event on Wednesday night.
And we'll finger point, though, with the best of them.
Oh, yeah. You bet we will. Every classroom we went into, they've got a placard there. Here's what you do in case of a lockdown. Here's what you do in case of this. You know, it's right there in every room.
Yep. And... you know, now we have so many outlets. We're pursuing this guest on this lengthy New York Times story of TikTok changed America, and we're hopefully going to get somebody on. You know, now, because we both saw that USA Today story about how Harris and Klebold have been glorified and portrayed in other areas and villainous activities out there all over the place. You know, and there are many reasons why. But it's still, I mean, then Newtown happened, and then we turned that into conspiracy, fake, you know, crisis actors and things, as opposed to, I don't know, you've got a decent idea, or you've got an idea, you know, I don't really see it, but let's try that for a couple of years and let's see. Nah, should go back to our corners. It's embarrassing that we're not better in this area. It's 51 past one. We're playing T-Swift. The latest, all day long. Where's Shaletta? Shaletta, dead to us today. Andrew, her son, latest author, Feisty Friday with Andrew. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear about the book and just his freedom be allowed to talk about Shaletta right here.
Are you not anticipating she's going to be here to Bigfoot herself into the segment?
If she brings a treat, that's fine.
What kind of treat? Like a Sean banana pudding treat?
Oh, that would be phenomenal. That I love.
The cinnamon rolls? He makes a good cinnamon roll, right?
Keep going. What else? What else do you have?
If Sean created it, you will take it, is what you're saying.
Oh, Sean. Well, we assume we're just talking with Andrew, though, right?
Well, she'll be here.
She's joining the conversation?
You think she's going to let him come by himself?
Yes, that was my impression, that we get Andrew free and clear from her. That was my excitement, not her giving him the look when he's starting to tell the truth. I assume he's just going to come to me and say, let's go to Plymouth after the show.
I think he's going to say, Chad, or can I call you Dad?
Well, no, that's Sean.
I understand.
He can have
two dads.
Why want to call me Mom? You know, I mean, you know?
He can call you Stepdad. I don't know.
I hope he comes here packed and ready to leave Cottage Grove.
Well, he's got to be.
Yeah? I'd love to have Andrew join the crew. That'd be great. Wow, Shalette is now a part of Feisty Friday. Jeez. I don't know if I have the will to go to next hour.
Just, you know, Am I Wrong's coming up. Get excited.
Maybe the next hour is going to happen. Linda's Construction Time Check. Set for you to stop talking. Time to keep your basement dry and get 75% off installation labor on LeafGuard gutters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.